Senator Ben Cardin and Congressman Steny Hoyer have been close friends and allies since they were just getting started in Maryland politics half a century ago. Now the two are facing what WYPR's Karen Hostler says may be their biggest challenge, protecting the country from what they see as missteps or worse by President Trump.
It's a Monday morning at Dunkin' Donuts in Randallstown, and Maryland business leaders are quizzing Senator Ben Cardin about President Trump's drive to round up folks without papers and kick them out of the country. The senator defended the purported goal of getting rid of criminals, but acknowledged that he was taking a leap of faith in Trump.
And he gets me nervous. Don't get me wrong. I worry about what he's going to do every minute.
And these days, that might be described as Cardin's job. As the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the one-time speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates back in the 80s is now the go-to guy for reporters and others looking for some balance in the raucous Trump universe.
It has been really challenging and certainly time-consuming and something I enjoy doing. But yes, the Democratic caucus looks at me as for direction on how to set priorities on foreign policy issues, what tools we should use, what the message should be, and how we can work with Republicans for a stronger foreign policy for our nation.
And despite his alarm at many Trump tactics, particularly the president's heavy use of uncensored tweets to get his message out, Cardin said that at age 73, he is finding this experience energizing.
Every day, people come up to me, and what they say really motivates me. They very much believe in our system. They very much believe in what America stands for, and they want the Senate to stand strong for American values.
Meanwhile, Steny Hoyer, 77, who was president of the Maryland Senate during the late 70s and is now second-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives, is positioned on the front lines of this chaotic clash alongside his close friend and colleague. Hoyer contended during an interview after a Black History Month breakfast in Prince George's County that Trump is the most polarizing president since Richard Nixon, who resigned to avoid impeachment.
So here we are in a time when the president of the United States apparently does not fully appreciate the magnitude of the responsibilities which he has undertaken and the responsibility to speak with a steady, responsible voice and, very frankly, to speak the truth as opposed to alternative facts.
Given their minority ranks in both the House and Senate, the Democrats don't have much muscle against this Republican president, Hoyer acknowledged. But he contended their message machine is having an impact, particularly on blunting the GOP drive to repeal the Affordable Care Act, with no apparent plan to protect the millions of Americans who would lose health insurance coverage.
And I think the Affordable Care Act, the public sentiment is turning around.
Cardin noted that thanks to public outrage, Trump has also modified several of his foreign policy positions related to NATO, the One China Doctrine, and imposing sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference with U.S. elections. Two other Marylanders are also playing key roles in the Washington drama. Representative Elijah Cummings is a lead Democrat on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which he wants to investigate possible violations of federal law by the Trump administration. Senator Chris Van Hollen is the guy in charge of boosting the Senate's Democratic ranks in future elections. Clearly, the Democrats have to focus their efforts on regaining the support of disgruntled voters who turned to Trump, while also attracting new voters to the fold. The next 4 years might just be a contest over which party the voters hate most. At least it won't be boring. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.